Always great to have your company on Dwayne's World. We'll head back to your calls for Midday Matters shortly. The biggest story of the day has been the retirement of Nathan Murphy. Liam Pickering, his manager, is about to join me, but here's a little bit of Nathan Murphy from his press conference today.
Yeah, it's obviously been a long process, and I think I've talked about it in most of my presses, but the club's just been amazing throughout this whole process. They've just allowed me to take control of how I'm feeling and how I wanted to go about this. And yeah, it's been a massive journey. It's been 6.5 years now, and the last few months have been really tough. But yeah, I was guided by medical advice that this was the right decision for me. And yeah, I'm really grateful that it's probably come to this, because they're the professionals and I just have to trust their opinion. So
Nathan, was this your opinion, or in the end were you told to retire?
Nah, so I saw the panel on Saturday and was medically retired by then.
So what changed from last December, you were cleared to play, to now? What did the medicos tell you about the changes in your condition?
Yeah, I think it's very cliche, but this has always been a week-to-week process, and just how I'm going and how I'm feeling each week. So you have some good weeks and you have some bad weeks. And so that continued, probably symptoms, and that was ultimately why they thought it was the best decision for me to retire at this point in time.
So you're clearly accepting of that decision? You've comprehended it yourself?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely accepting. These guys are the professional in this space, and there's so much unknown in this area that you just really have to trust the professionals. And yeah, I think I'm really guided by their decision and really happy that they've made this decision.
Collingwood Premiership star Nathan Murphy earlier today. Liam Pickering is Nathan Murphy's manager. He's from Bravo Management Group, and he's been good enough to join me for a chat. Liam, welcome to you. Your thoughts on this? You watched this unfold. How far out did you see this coming? Firstly, welcome to you.
Oh, g'day, Dwayne. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's an interesting time of obviously to be coming on and having a chat about a player in his prime, really, that unfortunately from, you know, concussions has had to give the game away.
So how far out did you see this coming? There was a tackle pre-season. Eddie talked about it on Footy Classified where Nick Dacos tackled him. It looked like that might have been a little bit of a setback for him. How far out did you see this coming?
Yeah, well, that was a setback. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, he was cleared in December, but then he's been having some symptoms, and yeah, he's been dealing with a few migraines and the like. So we've been sort of across it all the way through, obviously. But yeah, over the last few weeks, sort of regularly catching up just to see how he's feeling. And as he said there, I just heard his comments in that, yeah, he has had his good weeks, and some weeks he'd be feeling good and some weeks not so good. So in the end, you know, the AFL panel, you know, have retired him. So they're looking at his, you know, long-term health, really. So, I mean, that's all you can do is just got to put it in the hands of the professionals, really.
So if a medical panel and the AFL says that they suggest you retire, you've really got no choice. You can't rail against that and say, no, I'm going to do it anyway.
No, that's really the last stop. So if you go to the AFL, it's not the AFL's medical panel, it's a panel of experts, but the AFL convene the meeting. And if they think, you know, once they know all the history and they have all the results and whatnot, they sort of make the decision. So, yeah, once you've been retired by the medical panel, that's the end of it.
So what's the next thing for him and for you? What does he do? Does he continue to get treatment? The AFLPA will obviously look after him long term, but what's the next thing for you?
Oh, from the club's perspective, I mean, they've been great. So, I mean, obviously, he'll still do some stuff in at the footy club, and you know, and obviously, he's got other stuff going on outside of footy as well. Like, you know, he's got a cafe, he's doing some study, he's coaching and doing a bit of coaching at Brighton Grammar as well. So, he'll just continue to get as much support as he can, really, off the field. Dwayne, he's a great young bloke. He really is. And it's a pity that he couldn't, you know, play another 7 or 8, 10 years, whenever it may have been. But unfortunately, you know, we know it's a pretty serious issue, the concussions. So that was a decision that the panel made.
So he's contracted until the end of 2025. He gets paid out in full. Does that come under the salary cap or not?
Yeah, it's a good question. At this stage, I think it does, but, you know, should it? I don't know about that. So I don't know. That's really something for the club to work through with the AFL. But, yeah, he'll be paid out his contract. But, again, that's where it sits in relation to salary caps is really something that's not really my department. It's more an AFL and a Collingwood thing.
And is he eligible for further help for the rest of his life? He is, isn't he, under the AFLPA's new guidelines to help former players?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely, yeah. They give all sorts of support. I know it's even for the older players and guys that play in our area, you know. So they're great with that. The AFLPA, he'll have all those at his fingertips, really, whatever he needs from them. He'll get the support from the Players Association. So, and the AFL, look, I mean, it's a great industry. I mean, you know, most other, you know, positions in life, you know, you sort of left your own devices, but they get so much support, and we'll continue to support Murph from a management perspective as well. He's, as I said, he's a favourite of ours. So, yeah, he'll be well looked after, mate.
And he's got no qualms about any of the advice that he's been given along the way. Obviously, you get bits of advice, but it seems to me that the club has treated him as best, and the doctors have treated him as best as modern medical practice can treat you.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, no, they've been superb. First class, really. Both the club, the AFL, everyone, and the PA will now step in as well. So you couldn't ask for any more support. And that's where I think, as I said, the AFL players are very lucky when it comes to this sort of stuff, because they have got so much around them, and the clubs do it brilliantly. So, no, you couldn't have wished to be in a better spot, outside of the fact that, obviously, he's copped those head knocks, which is, you know, which unfortunately we're seeing a lot more of, aren't we? So, hence why it's a pretty big issue at the moment, you know, concussions in general.
So what does Nathan want to do next? Liam, do you know what you might be helping him do, what direction you might help him head in?
Well, I don't know. He thinks he's a bit of an entrepreneur with this cafe, and I think he'd be really good in and around a footy club. So I'm sure he'll stay involved with the Pies. Well, I know he's staying involved with the Pies this year, and they'll find a role for him in there. Because he's so well-liked. You know, he's a smart young bloke, but he's also a really popular figure around the footy club. So, but what he does long-term, as I said, he'll set himself up, whether it's in business or... I had a feeling coaching might be his go, to be honest. I mean, he's only 24. So if he gets he'll get a jump on it. If he starts getting into that side of things now, he'll get a good start on. Most guys start, you know, going into coaching when they finish in the 30s, you know. So at 24, if he gets a real taste for it, and as I said, he's been doing a bit of work with Brighton Grammar anyway, and he likes it. So that might be a direction that he might want to go.
Can he play? He was a cricketer too. Can he play cricket? How does he go playing a sport like that as well in the future?
Well, it's a good question. I actually haven't asked him that, whether, yeah, I don't know whether he's still got the love for cricket he had when he was a junior. I mean, he's an Australian under-19 player, so he's a bloody good player. And he's had a couple of hits locally, I think, over the last couple of years down at East Sandy, but you know, I asked him how he went, he said hopeless. But maybe he's lost the edge in the cricket, but I'm sure if he really wanted to have a crack at it, I'd be certainly playing at the Premier level, I would think. But whether he wants to or not, he loves footy. As he said to me, he said he just lived out his childhood dream, so... it's good that he has got some options. And at 24, he could easily go and play cricket. I don't think, well, I'd be surprised if the AFL, not being able to play AFL, would stop him from playing cricket. But, maybe he might have to chat with Will Pekoski. It's one of his good mates, so I don't know.
And just with the class action that's happening, Pickers, talk me through it, because I don't quite have my head around it as fully, because I'm not a legal mind, but the class action is mainly involving ex-players who don't believe they got the right advice. Is that correct?
That's what it sounds like. I'm not across it 100%, Dwayne, but there are a number of players, and it's, I mean, I've had, you know, 100 discussions with Peter Jess about it, and Jesse's been a, you know, a bit of a flag bearer really for the older players, you know, the ex-players. So he was involved. So I'm across what it is long-term they're thinking, but I don't know. It's sort of gone in a bit of a different direction now. So I don't know the mob that are doing it at the moment, but there are, I know a lot of, you know, ex-teammates of mine that are involved in it. So, but I haven't really got the real guts of what that action is, really.
Appreciate your time, Pickers. And there's a lot of love coming through for Nathan on the text as well. So wishing the best, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne. See you, mate.
SEN and Bravo Management's own Liam Pickering on his client Nathan Murphy's retirement today, the biggest news story of the day.